Thursday, everybody. Welcome in. We've made it to the 14th of January. Glad to have you in for the next 4 hours. A little fun and frivolity on a local music Thursday. George has the machine loaded up with some great local sound as we wait for the return of packed music venues where we're all in the mosh pit and we're rubbing and racing on each other.
Wait, what are we doing?
We're rubbing and racing on each other.
I support that.
I've not been to a concert a long time where I like actually stand in the like the front of the stage.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I've done that before. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
I don't like to get sweaty. I don't like people bumping into me while I'm holding a beer. Okay.
No,
I just want to be able to enjoy what I paid good money to go listen to.
I don't
want any knuckleheads in there. You know, they're having drama. They're fighting with their girlfriend because all of a sudden they're smashed and the girlfriend is crying because they can't enjoy the concert. Yeah, that stuff, I don't need to deal with that. George, when I was younger, I was all for that because I was like, hey, I might be able to, she's going to be looking for a rebound because her boyfriend is drunk at a concert and she's sad and I'm going to, oh, it's okay. Let's dance the night away. Yeah, I don't need that.
Well,
that took a quick pivot just talking about Local Music Thursday.
Didn't it?
Yeah, well, we are hoping, you know, Mecca released their financials from the past year. And fortunately, at the beginning of last year, they had a couple of big concerts. Mm-hmm. They actually turned $178,000 profit, but they went from March to the end of the year, nothing in the arena. Now they got Creighton basketball back.
Sure.
But there's a lot of other local music venues in this town, which we are all aware of, that we support, that a lot of the sound you hear on Local Music Thursday, where our artists play, are struggling a little bit, whether they've gotten loans or a while ago or recently. Mm-hmm. And so we're just waiting where they can get back to full capacity and people can come in and enjoy themselves. I got a feeling that I don't know if this is the same with people you hang around with or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because there's that light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I keep saying that I wish it would be sooner, but I'm hoping that college football in the fall is the first return to normalcy where you can go and enjoy the Saturdays and you're not wearing a mask going into a stadium.
Yeah.
By then we got some herd immunity. I'm getting the, hey, what are you going to do when this is over? What's on your sports bucket list?
Ooh. Ooh, that's a good one.
I know what first and foremost for me is. Going to a ballpark.
Gotcha.
I miss that a lot. As people know, I do a lot of traveling during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my friends that are in baseball, whether they play or they are involved in organizations, I like to go and I like to watch a lot of Major League Baseball games. And I'm, you know, go and watch the Cubs every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss that. I mean, I was lost. That's like first and foremost on my bucket list is to go to a Major League ballpark or go to Warner Park to a baseball game. But I don't know, maybe in the last couple of days, I've had more discussion with friends about, hey, what are you going to do when this is over? What's on your bucket list?
That's a great question.
And then I said, you know what? I'm already looking at the schedule in the fall. Mm-hmm. Any off weekend for Nebraska? I'm going somewhere in this country to a major college football game.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love that. Right. To be honest with you, I'm going to go anywhere. If the curling team is having an event down the street, guess where George will be? I will be watching curling. I'll go to the swim meets. I just need to be anywhere where there's activity going on. I don't care what it is.
Curling?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll watch.
What is it? Is it this fall? This fall or winter? The Olympic trials, I believe, are coming back.
I believe so.
Yeah, which sucks for Omaha men's basketball, and they'll be kicked out of their own arena again. But that's okay.
It's all right.
I mean, Omaha men's basketball, why would you want to play a home game in the first month of the regular season? All right. Welcome in. Coming up here in a little bit, Jacob Padilla will join us. I'm just going to sit back, George, when you and Jacob can just chop it up about the NBA and yesterday. I will listen. I will light the fire, and then you two can discuss what happened yesterday. because you were quite fired up. I think anybody that follows the NBA, whether you're a Rocket fan or a Nets fan or a Pacers fan, a Sixers fan, whoever was involved, you paid attention. It was into the news cycle, and people were eating it up. The NBA never sleeps. Talking with Michael. The NBA sometimes gets more traction off of trades or the offseason than they get during their regular season. But it's kind of the case in a lot of sports. We get excited about trades. Blockbusters. We don't want for a player to be named later.
Right.
We want blockbusters. Big names being traded for big names. Big names going from one place to another. That's what gets us excited in sports, whether your team or not. Now, if your team is involved, either for the good or the bad, you react a little bit differently. But blockbuster trades get you going. And that's what happened yesterday. And I always say this, you know, the NBA is basically a soap opera. But all of the characters that play in the NBA, they play along. There's all these different storylines in the NBA. I can see, George, why you're a diehard NBA fan. You are a diehard wrestling fan. That's a sport that's got a ton of storylines.
Yep.
And damn it, yesterday it's still real in the NBA. And the news media cycle eats up this kind of stuff because there's characters. There's superstars. There's drama that is going on. And essentially, when you have blockbusters, like we have a tendency to get in the NBA, and then with free agency, which is so huge when it rolls around July 1, it's almost like we're playing video games. You know, you're playing NBA 2K, and you can build your own roster.
Yeah.
That's kind of what the NBA in real life can be. And yesterday, it was that, and the NBA is dominating all the headlines, and everybody is playing along because also you got the current players in the league that were not involved with any of these teams or involved in the trade. They got involved as well on social media.
Sure did.
The NBA, hey, tip of the cap. Tip of the cap to the NBA. The NBA knows their audience, and everybody plays along. The NBA, much to my chagrin, has risen to the number two professional sport in this country. It has surpassed baseball. Mm-hmm. Nobody's touching the NFL. The NFL is the greatest sport in this country. The NFL is too big to fail. They will be number one, and it sometimes seems like they're pulling away from the other professional sports in this country. But the NBA has elevated itself above baseball. That's a problem for baseball. But the NBA knows their product, they know their audience, and they deliver a pretty good product as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not wrong.
So yesterday was a huge day for the NBA, and I'm glad you're okay today.
Oh.
So I may just let you and Jacob discuss what went on. But Jacob will join us at the top of the hour. Also, Brody Darren will stop by at 1 o'clock, Creighton basketball analyst right here on The Zone. Creighton is off until Saturday when they take on Butler, as COVID has started to play havoc this week. It's actually, our sports mimic what's going on in this country in trying to fight through the virus and get to the end. You've got Michigan State and Iowa have been postponed because there are issues with COVID in the Michigan State program, both the men and women. That's unfortunate. Iowa was hoping to beat Michigan State. It's been a while since Iowa has beaten Michigan State. DePaul, which this is an amazing thing for DePaul. DePaul last night, they were slated to play Georgetown. That is the 14th game that has been postponed or canceled due to COVID. DePaul has hardly played any basketball this year. Villanova, who right now is atop the Big East, hasn't played much of late. They've just come back. Nebraska and Omaha both are on pause because of COVID. The earliest that Omaha will play will be a week from tomorrow. The earliest that Nebraska will play is a week from yesterday when they take on Minnesota. And then just recently, within the last couple of hours, the Summit League announced that their conference tournament, which is in Sioux Falls, which they do a really good job. It's not ideal when you have to face the South Dakota or the South Dakota States. and that building is packed with those fans, especially a few years back when Omaha's trying to go to their first ever NCAA tournament, and they're in their first final, and there's 100 Omaha fans, and there's 11,900 South Dakota State fans. But the Summit League, which I think is going to start a trend with conference tournaments, the Summit League, a little bit financial, a little bit health-wise, they have made the decision that in the city of Sioux Falls, they are moving from the Denny Sanford Premier Center, which is, you know, 12,000-seat arena, nice venue, great setup for the teams that play in the Summit League tournament. They are going to move their conference tournament to the Pentagon. So a much smaller facility, still a great facility, but they also will have no fans. So they're going to save some money. They're going to try and keep everybody under one roof, where if you've ever been to that facility, they've got all the auxiliary courts that you can practice on. It's, you know, no fans is a little bit of a kick for the Summit League because they make a significant amount of money. It's a benefit if you happen to be playing against the South Dakota teams in a big game where the building will be empty. I mean, no fans whatsoever. My big question will be, and this will pertain to a lot of the conference tournaments, on two things. One, the Summit League puts all 16 teams in one hotel, the 8 men and 8 women. They're at the Holiday Inn in downtown Sioux Falls. I don't think that's going to happen. All 16 teams in one hotel. And also, the testing. If you're going to the NCAA tournament, you've got to have 7 straight negative tests to be able to play in the NCAA tournament. Now, if you're going earlier, you can do it. If you're going later, like the Big Ten and the Big East, how are you going to be able to pull that off? I wonder now some of the Power 5, 6 conferences, what they will do with their conference tournament. Are we still thinking that Madison Square Garden is an option for the Big East? You know, they're playing basketball at Madison Square Garden right now. Is that still an option for the Big East? Do they look for a different venue? And does the Big Ten move forward? Maybe it's just these mid-major conferences to save money will go to a scaled-down arena. But that's what the Summit League announced a little bit earlier. So Brody Darren will stop by at 1. Again, Creighton and Butler in Indianapolis this upcoming weekend. You're always welcome to join the program. We're going to discuss a lot of different things today, a lot of football. Wandale Robinson was all slated to move into his new home on January 19th. Where's that new home going to be? Not a slam dunk that it's Lexington, Kentucky. Maybe West Lafayette? West Lafayette's 4 hours from his home. That seems, We'll get into that. Plus, something that we ran up against yesterday, we're going to do a deeper dive into what happens with the return of players on the defensive side for Nebraska. And they just have one remaining that has to make a decision because Will Honus has decided that he is coming back. What will the defense look like? Now just waiting on Ben Stille to make his return to Nebraska. Lots of veteran guys on that side of the football. And, you know, in the ups and downs of Husker fandom, what will today bring? That's a good bit of news that Will Honus is back. Now you wait for Ben Stille. Is there another addition? Is there subtraction? It's the days of our Huskers. We will get into that with Jacob as well. And you, 951-1620. Or you can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox where they take banking personally. Gary or George at 1620thezone.com or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at GarySharp1620. At my ace is Black04. Give my man George some love. He's lost Oladipo.
Such a good dude.
He wants out of Houston already. He hasn't even put on a uniform.
You know where he wants to go?
Miami. Yeah. Who doesn't want to go to Miami? Is this where I start singing a little Pitbull for you?
Here we go.
Or the official Twitter handle of the show, at Gary Sharp Show. We're back after this.